listening to Patty Pigskin with Gary Somerville in association with DraftKings.
Bonus episode, bro. I'm Gary Somerville. It's Patty Pigskin. It's our little weekly bonus episode. Is that what I call it? I don't know. We're in association with DraftKings. And it's Thanksgiving week here in the US. So we're feeling generous. Going to do a 2-for-1 offer this week. And quite a big event going on in Irish American football. We have my former team, the Dublin Rebels, are competing in the Atlantic Cup against a team from Romania, and they are also called the Rebels, but they're from Bucharest, so they are the Bucharest Rebels. So I figured, fuck it, let's just do a preview of the game. And I'm like, who should I get on to chat about this particular topic? If only I knew someone that played for both teams. Well, I actually do, and his name is Vlad. He is from Romania. He lives in Dublin now. He played for the Bucharest Rebels. He now plays for the Dublin Rebels. So he's coming on to chat about football in the two countries, his team in the NFL that he follows, and who he thinks is going to win. And just general football chat, really. And then we're going to wrap up this bonus episode of Paddy Pigskin with our picks for Week 12. So I'm going to ask Vlad who he thinks is going to win in all the different games. We already covered the first three games in our Thanksgiving Day special, so no need to chat about them anymore. We just got to wrap up the rest of the games for the Week 12 slate. So, yeah, bonus episodes, a bit of an emphasis on Irish-American football, but for any American listeners, might be something of interest. You might not know much about the game over in Europe, so here's a nice little reminder that we do play football over in Europe, and this is how we do it. So let's get at it. So on today's episode of Paddy Pigskin, I have the pleasure of introducing, all the way from Dublin, Ireland, via Romania. Now, I got to pronounce this correctly, Andre Vlad Vasilescu.
close enough in English.
Okay, so you give it to me in English and then give it to me in Romanian.
Okay, so in English, my surname goes as you say, Vasilescu.
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually Vasilescu.
Okay.
It's more of an S at the middle than a Z, but that's understandable.
Okay, well, I'm just going to shorten it down to Vlad. So welcome on to Paddy Pigskin. Thanks for coming on to chat with us.
Glad to be here.
Okay, so we're chatting for a specific reason, because the Atlantic Cup, which is a European American Football Championship tournament, although it's only going to be two games this week, takes place in Dublin. And before we get to that, though, first off, you're from Romania. So how the fuck did you get into football?
television.
Okay, so it was on national. It was on TV in Romania, was it?
It was on TV. When it started, they actually were just transmitting one Sunday game every Tuesday night. So they were taping it and transmitting it.
Okay,
and that's how I actually saw the first game in 2001. That was Super Bowl 36,
yep.
Rams versus Patriots. I'm always trying to remember if it was live that day or not, but I actually cannot. I just remember seeing it for the first time, knowing about the sport from, you can imagine, like seeing it mentioned in different Hollywood movies, but it was also something just, oh my God, look at this sport that kind of looks like rugby.
Okay, so when you were watching on TV, did you really know the rules, or had you played any video games or anything like that at the time, or you just kind of picked up the rules as you went?
It was just picking up the rules as I went, and then I think I got into Madden a year or two after that on a friend's PlayStation, and after the internet kind of became a little bit more used, basically like online forums, and I don't know how many people that are listening to this remember the
hundreds the era hundreds of, hundreds of people thousands of people listen to this
thousands one. Of people yeah exactly no but I meant was how many of them remember the dial-up era It wasn't that easy to.
Yes.
So you would have to fight with your sister for telephone access, or your parents not letting you access it, like in the evenings and stuff like that. But little by little, starting like researching it, starting reading about it, getting different conversation with different people, and that's how I actually got onto an online forum.
Okay.
Because I think 2003 or 2004. Romanian television stopped transmitting the Super Bowl, and I was looking for other channels that would transmit it. I think I saw the 2003 Super Bowl on ProSieben, so in German. Besides the fact that I only knew a little about American football rules, listening in German to it was a pain.
Definitely not the easiest accent to or language to listen language, to a sports game.
No, not at all.
So when Romanian folk aren't too busy biting each other's necks, they're actually quite into American football, are they?
They're open to lots of sports. There's everything.
Okay. Because I know NFL Game Pass is available in Romania, because when I lived in Ireland, I used to use NFL Game Pass, like most people do, probably, watch their favorite teams or whatnot. And I actually found a way to beat the system, because certain games are blacked out that are on Sky Sports, and because it wasn't really being shown on TV in Romania, I was able to watch those games by logging in via Romania. And I also, when I actually signed up, I signed up via Romania, so I was actually able to pay a little bit less, because I guess it wasn't that popular, the whole classic supply and demand. So I do have a love affair with Romania when it comes to American football.
Long live Romanian internet.
Yes, absolutely. So you're a New England Patriots fan.
Yes.
And I'm fucking surrounded by those people every day, which is fantastic. So are you a bandwagoner like a lot of Pats fans, or you obviously have a legit reason, because that was the first game you watched?
I don't want to consider myself a bandwagoner, because it was actually the first team that I saw win. I jumped on it because they won that day. Maybe if the Rams had won, maybe I would have stayed with the Rams. But also after, when I started, so you have to imagine, we started actually playing American football in Romania in 2007. So that was the year of like the big offensive explosion of the Patriots, and I started playing offense, so I was more drawn to it anyway.
Sure.
Just analyzing, because that's how we basically started learning, because nobody actually knew American football back then. We were just like playing Madden, watching games and movies. I think we had a couple of plays from different movies anyway. So.
Well, that's how Moritz Boringer, who was actually drafted by the Vikings, he started watching videos of Adrian Peterson on YouTube, and a couple of years later he was actually playing with him. So it's amazing how it can come along, you know, in different countries very, very quickly. So how are you feeling about the Pats so far? You know, they seem to have righted the ship after their struggle against the Chiefs.
I've said from the start, like, yeah, okay, it wasn't pleasant how it started. That first game was horrendous to watch. Especially after waiting for so many months for the season to come up, but I said for the start that I won't go into panic mode until after half of the season goes by, because they're always the team that adjusts the best. Like even in games, they're a better second, third quarter, fourth quarter team.
They're very good at evolving.
Yeah. And it made sense. It made sense that everybody... And I always love it when people put the Patriots down. So like, oh my God, they're in panic. And I said, give them time.
I even said that in the... You know, even when it looked like all hope was lost in the Super Bowl, I'm like, just give them time, because if anybody can adjust on the fly and get shit done, it's Brady and Belichick. They're the best.
I have to admit, I was in the Super Bowl. I was going like, oh man, that's awful. I had memories of 2011 and 2007 Super Bowl, but at the same time, I was going like, if there's anybody, why not them?
Exactly. Yeah, and as Julian Edelman says, one of my favorite players, even though he's a Pats player himself. You have to believe.
You just
got to believe. If you don't believe, you can't achieve. And It just goes to show you how that strong will and determination can sometimes be the X factor.
That's true. That's when you have to imagine, like, they're 8-2 now, but they could have easily been 9-1 or 7-3. Like, you have to imagine they lost only by a field goal with the Panthers.
Yeah.
And then won against New Orleans on a late touchdown pass. That was
to Brandon Cooks,
centimeters away to not being there. So it could have gone either way. So
as Nate Burleson,
8-2, I'm happy with it.
As Nate Burleson likes to say, that was toe drag swag by Brandon Cooks on that one. He just dragged the toes. So have you been to see the Patriots live, whether it be in Wembley or Boston?
I've seen them in Wembley. When they played Tampa Bay in 2009, I think.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't come across the ocean, although it's in the plan.
Well, now you have an excuse, because I live here, so you can come over.
Exactly. When Jared told me, like, she was going there, I was going, like, okay, it's definitely in the books now.
Well, you always have a couch. You always have a shitty couch to sleep on if you want to come over here and watch the Pats.
It's recorded now, so yes, you can't take it back.
It's down on record. Okay. So enough about the Patriots, because I hear about the Patriots every fucking day of my life. So before we get to the big game, the Atlantic Cup between the Irish champions, the Dublin Rebels, versus your former team, the Bucharest Rebels.
Yeah.
So you've played for both teams in both countries, in both Ireland and Romania.
Yeah.
Is there much difference in the standard in football between Ireland and Romania?
It is a bit. That comes from two perspectives. One, the time it has been played. So we started the first team in Romania 10 years ago.
Which is relatively early. That's very early, you know.
That long. And we didn't even have a championship for the first 2-3 years. The first championship was 2004.
Okay.
And 2010, sorry. And even that was just four teams going back and forth. So it wasn't something really big. So that's one. In Ireland, we played the 31st
Shamrock
Bowl this year. So I think the first year was 85, more or less.
It was a long time ago.
it was a long time ago. Even if that period of a break of a couple of years was there in between, it's still a long, long time.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the experience of the players and the coaches and the people around the sport is great over here. I mean, we have, even on our team, we have players that have played in Germany.
Sure.
We have American players that have been playing it for tens of years, so ever since they were 2 or 3 or 5.
Yeah, so they have good football IQ, and they know
they have it in their, you know, like, their muscle memory and everything. Like, I first put on pads and a helmet when I was 21, and with nobody around me that actually played it well.
Yeah.
To code. So those are the two big differences. Other than that, I keep saying to different people when I come across different situations in the Irish League, I tell them, like, oh my God, you're making me feel just like home.
Yeah.
Good and bad. Good and bad. So let's not. Which makes me feel proud about about how the Romanian thing is going up. Because it means that they actually are producing a good product, and although they have a long way to go, it's still going the right way.
Good. And from an organizational/structural viewpoint, like, is there many teams? Is there many divisions? I don't really know much about football at all, Romania. Yes. So,
there's only one division. I think this year there were 6 teams that competed. It kind of goes up and down each year depending on new teams coming up and other teams realizing that they don't have the personnel or the experience to actually participate.
Okay.
It's a big country, Romania, and there are, because the teams are so far apart. Sometimes for a team up north to play a team like a southeastern team, I think it's 600 to 800 kilometers to travel. So it's not that easily. So what they've done in the past 2 or 3 years is do kind of like two conferences of teams more closely together and do then a playoff. okay. or just a final, big final, small final kind of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's getting there. It's growing.
Yeah, it's getting it. It's growing. Teams have finally started realizing that they can't just come show up and play. They actually need to invest a little bit in development of players. So Absolutely. They're looking into doing like more flag to attract more younger players and just to make it more, I don't know, appeasable to different categories of age.
Yeah, of course. And what sports in Romania would be competing? Like, what if you want to take up American football? You're probably more than likely coming from another Spartan background. So what kind of sports are they?
The king of sport in Romania is soccer. So that doesn't really necessarily apply to it because soccer players are more or less softer.
Yeah.
But rugby players, of course, are like, I think half of the team at one point was either a rugby player or had a rugby background.
Okay. So the skills are a little bit more easily transferable to football.
Yeah. Other than that, just maybe like contact, like martial arts and stuff like that, where people are kind of more fit and kind of like the more aggressive nature of American football. Okay. I mean, we don't have hurling or GAA.
Yeah.
And like sports like that. So maybe just handball or basketball. I think we had one really good basketball player that played receiver for us for a couple of years.
Okay. Fair enough. So let's get to the big game. It's Rebels v Rebels, Dublin Rebels versus Bucharest Rebels. Who's going to win? Yeah. Straight up. We don't fuck around on Paddy Pigskins. Who's going to win?
It's going to be Dublin Rebels. I'm not even going to. I'm never walking into a game. I could play. The Dublin Rebels could play the Patriots tomorrow, and I'm still going to say the Dublin Rebels will win. I'm never walking into a game saying that we're going to lose.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool because what the Romanian team lacks in experience, they make up in heart and in like individual athletic ability.
Okay. All right. So you're going with the Dublin Rebels on record.
Oh yeah.
I think Dublin
Rebels
are gonna win.
Oh yeah. Like. Okay. I was joking Go. Sorry.
No. Fire away.
No, I was joking because people keep saying that I should play a snap or two on the Romanian team as well. I said I don't want to upset anybody, but actually it would be fun. Like, last play of the game, I'll line up as free safety 50 yards down the field just to take a snap in the Romanian team without changing my jersey.
I think that's a good idea. You should do that. So for Irish people that are going to this game, it's a big game. You know, it's Ireland. It's guys representing their country versus guys representing their country. So
yeah.
Some of these guys may not have represented Ireland before, and some of them may not have represented Romania before. So
exactly.
People should get out and watch this fucking game because it's not often you get to see Irish representatives facing European competition. So for people that are listening to this, get your arses out and watch this game. And for people like me that haven't a clue about any of the Romanian teams or Romanian players, who are the danger men on the Bucharest Rebels roster that we need to watch out for?
I would say probably like the offense, I would go with a receiver like Radu, number 85, who's always been, ever since coming up to the team, I think he started 2011 or around then. He's a top dog. I've said it before. He's a top dog receiver. He has absolutely great hands, runs crisp routes. He's kind of you a little bit. He's kind of that guy that's not afraid to go after stuff.
Who, like me?
Yeah, like you.
I love the catches over the middle. I do. That's
yeah.
They're the most rewarding catches. When you know you're going to take a smack and you still hold on to it, they're the most rewarding ones.
Yeah, true that.
Anybody can run a fade and score a 40, 50-yard touchdown without getting touched, you know, but it's the tough ones over the middle, maybe in double covers, that you got to bail your quarterback out for. I think they're the most rewarding. So
exactly.
If that's what he does, well, then maybe he does sound like me.
I would say. Defensive-wise, probably number 50 or 5-0, as his nickname. Okay. Nickname Cosmin. He's hard-hitting linebacker. He's been there from the start. He was one of the guys that we started up 10 years ago. and he just gives it all, and you know if you're gonna get hit, it's gonna hurt.
You're gonna feel it, yeah. Okay.
You're gonna feel it, yeah, yeah. And I think there's another player. I don't know if that's the one thing. I don't know who, if everybody's coming down. They have like a really, really, really fast receiver slash cornerback, number 24, more kind of a sprinter type of guy. That when he breaks, if he sees green grass in front of him, he's gone.
Okay. So they're the danger men on the Rebels.
Yeah.
The Bucharest Rebels side. So, so it sounds like it's going to be a good matchup. And just from an offensive standpoint, me being an offensive-minded guy myself, what sort of offenses do they run in Romania? Is it kind of just vanilla pro offenses, or are there times where they can, you know, break out into some other different formations and wildcats and those type of things?
It varies a little bit. What the Rebels have done, in the Bucharest Rebels have done in the past, I think 4 years, has been like a classic spread offense. Four receivers, go for it. And we did revert back to kind of a power formation, a power running formation if needed. But it's mostly spread, make everybody run a route.
Yeah.
And somebody will catch the ball. There's always something. There's lots of crosses, lots of combinations, lots of trips, which is really good because the thing on that team is all the receivers can catch, and they'll give you the same look, and they can throw four types of screens out of the same trips formation.
Okay.
So that's what it makes it fun.
Sounds like the DBs of the Dublin Rebels will just have to have their heads on screwed.
Am afraid of that. Yeah.
Well, you're one of them, so you're going to have to do your fucking job as well.
That's true. Yeah. I'm a little bit happy that I've moved now from cornerback to safety, but it's going to be good.
You're going to be a busy man. Okay, so one more non-football related question. So you're like me, you're an immigrant living in another country. So as a Romanian living in Ireland, what's your favorite thing and your least favorite thing about Ireland in your experience having lived there?
Favorite thing, I'd have to say the people. I've only had absolutely great experiences ever since moving here, and it's all. If there's any time that I feel a little bit down, I remember like any person that I meet is top class. That's always the plus.
Okay.
Downside.
Good
downside. Should I go for a classy one and say the weather?
Now it's pissing rain outside Fenway Park as we do this. So I can't really say much about the weather over here. But at least when it gets to the summertime, it's about 30 degrees centigrade or 90 Fahrenheit, whatever currency you want to use. So we do get the seasons. But I totally get it. There's a lot of rain in Ireland.
I miss a proper summer with like 25 degrees for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Actual sunshine.
Give me some sunshine and I'll be happy.
That's one thing a lot of people say that they don't like about Ireland is the weather, and I totally understand.
Yeah, I don't mind the rain because I don't feel it rains that much, and how it rains here is totally different than how it rains in Romania, because in Romania if it rains for 3 days nonstop.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah.
here it rains for 3 hours, then you know it probably gets some light after that.
Yeah, yeah, a tiny bit of vitamin D.
But a little like 10 degrees centigrade plus, it would have been so much better.
Okay.
It's an island, for fuck's sake.
Okay, so we're going to move on in one moment because the Thanksgiving Day games have already happened. So we're going to move on with the rest of the week 12 picks. But what's the exact details on the game? So Dublin Rebels v Bucharest Rebels, Atlantic Cup. Yeah. It's on... it's on tomorrow, so Saturday the 25th of November. It's in Alsa, out by the airport. Is it 1 p.m. kickoff?
1 p.m. kickoff. 1 p.m. kickoff, yeah.
Okay, and if you haven't checked it, it's probably...
Free entry. So nobody's scared about that.
Free entry, you get to see European competition. What more can you want? If you're in Dublin or you're in Ireland and you like American football, get your arse out and watch this game, and hopefully you're supporting the Dublin Rebels because you are supporting Irish-American football. And best of luck. Hopefully it's an injury-free game and may the best Rebels win. So we'll move on to, we'll do our week 12 picks. So I'm going to badger you here now for your for your picks of the games. So
sure,
we're gonna go early. The early Sunday games. You got Buffalo Bills at Kansas City. Who have you got?
I've got Kansas City.
Okay.
I want them to trash Buffalo.
Okay, yeah. So Buffalo are back with Tyrod after that shambles of a
Peterman experiment. Yeah, there's too much going on. There's too much going on in there. I don't know.
Yeah, and just before we came on the air here, actually, the Chiefs just signed Darrell Revis, cornerback.
Yeah, yeah, exciting.
Be interesting to see now how he comes back. And also, Dwight Freeney got picked up off waivers by the Lions. So there's two multiple Pro Bowl legendary defenders that just got picked up for a potential playoff run. Then we got Chicago Bears at Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, yeah. It's hard to see them slowing down. I think they keep rolling against the Bears as well. Which Jer will be happy that we're both picking his Eagles. we have Carolina Panthers at the New York Jets.
I'll go with Carolina. I haven't actually watched the Jets too much, but I think Carolina has too much offensive power to not be stopped.
I agree. It's interesting. They haven't really suffered after letting Kelvin Benjamin go. When I saw them letting him go to Buffalo, I figured, oh, Jesus, where are they going to get the receivers from? But Devin Funches has stepped up there to be the number one receiver. So, yeah, I think Carolina get the win there. Then we have divisional game, NFC South, Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Atlanta Falcons.
I will go with the Falcons. Tampa Bay, they're doing lots of off-the-field things now with Winston and everything else. And I don't see them, unless Atlanta tanks really bad.
I think the Falcons are starting to find their feet a little bit. They were a bit cold coming out of the gate after the Super Bowl loss. So, yeah, I think the Falcons win that game at home as well. Now we have the Battle of Ohio. Cleveland Browns against the Cincinnati Bengals.
I first was inclined to say the Browns because I met an Ohio couple yesterday, two days before, and they were really hoping for Cleveland to win, but I'll still go with Cincinnati. Okay. I don't see them getting a first win here.
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the season, we had the Browns down to win a couple of games, but they're not really showing us that to make us think that they're going to win.
Yeah, I don't know who they're playing up until from now on, but I will say that they'll probably win one at one point.
Yes, I hope they win at least one, just, you know, for the sake of that franchise. They're good fans. They are. They're good fans in Cleveland. They really support our team, even though they're absolutely atrocious. So I'd like to see their fans get one win. Then we have your New England Patriots at home to the Miami Dolphins.
Well, that's clearly I'm not going to go against the grain ever.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, you must have been happy with the win in Mexico. They whooped the Raiders on Sunday.
They played, and actually, I don't think it was even their best game, but they just gelled and what you want to win.
You're a fucking typical Patriots fan, greedy. You're like, oh, it wasn't their best game, and you put up like 30 points on the Raiders.
I'm more happy about the defense, so they haven't allowed more than 17 points in the last, six, seven games?
That's true. Fair enough. We got Tennessee Titans at the end. This is a tight one against the Indianapolis Colts. The Titans are only three-point favorites, so this could be one where we slip up in our pick'em panel this week.
Yeah, I love my man Jacoby Brissett, so I'm going to go with Indy.
Oh, wow, okay. So this is the first one we disagree on. I've got the Titans winning. I just think they have too many weapons, I feel. The Colts on defense, not great, but I could totally see, like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts win, but I'm sticking with the Titans for now. New Orleans Saints, who are absolutely rolling now in the NFC, they take on the LA Rams.
Yeah, I'll go with the Rams here, although I think they got a really bad game last week, and they got beat up really bad, but I think they're going to bounce back.
You got this. So you're taking the Rams?
I'm taking the Rams.
Okay. This is another tight one. The Saints are 2.5-point favorites in Vegas, so it is a tight one. It could be one where a lot of us slip up on, but I'm just going with the momentum at the moment, and the Saints seem to have it, so I'm going with New Orleans with the road win. Then we have another AFC West divisional game, Denver Broncos at Oakland Raiders.
Oh, Oakland, clearly. I don't think Denver is not in a good place.
No,
Denver's not in a good place.
They're in free fall, and they just fired their OC, but it's interesting. The Raiders fired their defensive coordinator.
it's interesting. Like, it's going to be battle of the new guys.
Yeah, exactly. What's going to happen there? And the carousel continues in Denver. They have Paxton Lynch in a quarterback there. So it just looks like John Elway is like, he's fucking sick of all the quarterbacks. He doesn't have faith in any of them. And then we have NFC West showdown between Seattle Seahawks and the one-win San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I'll go with Seattle. They're playing really good football. And San Francisco, okay, they have one win now, but I don't see them topping Seattle.
Yeah, and Seattle, they were unlucky not to get that game into overtime with the kick. It just fell short by Blair Walsh. Yeah. It looked like it was on target. But, yeah, I like Seattle in the second half of the season. They always seem to turn it on, so... Yeah, I have them winning on the road in San Francisco as well. Then we have the Jacksonville Jags, Saxonville, going up against the Arizona Cardinals.
I'm going with Jacksonville here. It's the easy pick, I think. I love their defense. I love what they're doing. And the offense is not that bad.
It's not that bad. They have Leonard Fournette, who's their amazing rookie, who's doing a lot of the heavy workload.
Which
I think that's what Blake Bortles needs. He's not going to go out there and score, you know.
Yeah, he can be more of a manager than a do it all kind of guy.
I think close to 300 yards on one pass and touchdown. Let your defense step up. Like they have all the components there for a good playoff run. They've got a really good defense, good running game, and Blake will just get the easy shit done, and he won't do anything spectacular. So, and it's interesting that the Cardinals are starting playing Gabbert, so he's going up against his old team there, the Jacksonville Jaguars. So maybe he'll want revenge, but I don't see it coming this week. So Sunday Night Football, we got the Green Bay Packers at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh are a hot team right now. I think last game was the first game where they were saying that finally the three B's have actually started showing off their true their true grit. So Pittsburgh.
And they got Juju Schuster now as well. So they've got another guy. I've got there's a couple of injuries now that are starting to pile up. The running backs are getting beat up for the Green Bay Packers. I think Aaron Jones has been out injured, and Ty Montgomery has had a few injuries. So I think Pittsburgh will win that as well. And then to wrap it up, we Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens.
That was a tough one. I actually almost flipped a coin to pick, but just to make my roommate Tom happy, I picked Baltimore.
Okay, because it's interesting. Ravens are actually 7-point favorites with Vegas for this one. So, it's actually not as... On paper, I would think, it's a fairly close one, but I think the fact that Deshaun Watson's gone down and Tom Savage hasn't really done that in spectacular.
And it's too bad, because they were actually... I really like their game against Seattle, and...
Yeah, they were very, very exciting to watch when they had Watson.
Maybe it's a promise
there
for a better future, who knows?
Yeah, let's hope he comes back from the ACL injury and he's able to ball out again. He was on track almost to win Rookie of the Year, I think, the way he was playing. So
definitely, and you can see it from all the appreciation that he was getting from other players, not only us as fans.
Yeah, serious respect there. Okay, that wraps up our Week 12 picks, and thanks very much for going through them with me. So just one more thing before we go, and before we remind everybody, Atlantic Cup, you do some photography in your spare time, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So we're all about shameless plugs here on Paddy Pigskin. So do you want to give a shout out to yourself? I think you have a few social media pages, don't you? Do you want to give a shout out?
So it's vsquared.photo on the web and vsquared on Instagram. Just follow us up.
Okay, follow him on Instagram and hit up his website. And what sort of photography is it that you do?
It was basically like events and corporate photography, but we dabble in a little bit of everything. So we've done for other rebels as well that are doing they're starting their business. We've done some product photography. We'll be doing some Christmas parties now, and just a little bit of everything.
Okay, very good. All right, so you heard it there. Follow my man Vlad on social media and check out his website. He's a wizard with a camera. I've seen some of his pictures, so check him out. Vlad. Yes. Thanks very much for coming on. Really appreciate it. And best of luck against your former team. May the best team win.
Thank you.
Do you want to urge the listeners to come out and watch you play?
Definitely. Not only me. Come and see the teams. I know everybody's really excited for this. It's been a game that I've been hoping for 2 years, and it should be a start of a beautiful friendship between these teams. Hopefully there'll be more. But this is an European Cup, so
brilliant.
Come for it.
Love it. Okay. Thanks very much, Vlad. Appreciate you coming on.
Cheers.
Now that's that. Our second podcast episode of the week, our little bonus episode. Thanks very much for tuning in and getting an insight into some football in a couple of different countries in Europe. As always, social media, check us out. Like our stuff, follow our stuff, comment on our stuff if you want. And subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to, so you get all the latest updates. And yeah, leave a review if you want. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in next week where, as always, we will have less slant and more slauncha. Take care.